With over 700 islands and 2,400 coral reefs, the islands of the Bahamas offer an overwhelming variety of historical, cultural, and natural attractions. Although the size of the Bahamas is traditionally estimated by its land, which is about 5,400 square miles, including many tiny, uninhabited rocks and small islands, these islands extend over a marine territory of about 100,000 square miles, almost twice the size of Spain and substantially larger than Great Britain. This marine territory is as important as the land itself, for while the land provides a place to live, the sea is a place to play and explore. Most people come to the Bahamas for its clear waters and its abundant and varied marine life. The waters are virtually free of pollution, making them among the clearest and most colorful to be found anywhere. In fact, almost 5% of the world's coral reefs are located here, an amount even larger than Australia's Great Barrier Reef. In addition to the unparalleled diversity of its marine life, the islands are rich in plants and animals on land. Because the Bahamas is an island nation, there are only two native mammals, the raccoon and the huchia, an endearing sort of tropical animal. Larger mammals introduced during colonization, such as wild donkeys and horses, roam in less populous areas. And, of course, whales and dolphins frequent the waters. Nature lovers will enjoy discovering new species of plants and animals, both above and below the water, and even have the chance to safely interact with many of them. Everything from bird watching to swimming with the dolphins is available on almost every island in the Bahamas. Perhaps because there's so much to conserve, Bahamians have a strong tradition of appreciating and protecting their environment. As a result, the 12 government-funded national parks of the Bahamas are founded. They exist on several islands, protecting every kind of habitat that the islands possess. These hold a world of wonder for everyone who appreciates nature. With over 700 islands and 2,400 coral reefs, the islands of the Bahamas offer an overwhelming variety of historical, cultural, and natural attractions. Although the size of the Bahamas is traditionally estimated by its land, which is about 5,400 square miles, including many tiny, uninhabited rocks and small islands, these islands extend over a marine territory of about 100,000 square miles, almost twice the size of Spain and substantially larger than Great Britain. This marine territory is as important as the land itself, for while the land provides a place to live, the sea is a place to play and explore. Most people come to the Bahamas for its clear waters and its abundant and varied marine life. The waters are virtually free of pollution, making them among the clearest and most colorful to be found anywhere. In fact, almost 5% of the world's coral reefs are located here, an amount even larger than Australia's Great Barrier Reef. In addition to the unparalleled diversity of its marine life, the islands are rich in plants and animals on land. Because the Bahamas is an island nation, there are only two native mammals, the raccoon and the huchia, an endearing sort of tropical animal. Larger mammals introduced during colonization, such as wild donkeys and horses, roam in less populous areas. And, of course, whales and dolphins frequent the waters. Nature lovers will enjoy discovering new species of plants and animals, both above and below the water, and even have the chance to safely interact with many of them. Everything from bird watching to swimming with the dolphins is available on almost every island in the Bahamas. Perhaps because there's so much to conserve, Bahamians have a strong tradition of appreciating and protecting their environment. As a result, the 12 government-funded national parks of the Bahamas are founded. They exist on several islands, protecting every kind of habitat that the islands possess. These hold a world of wonder for everyone who appreciates nature.